Welcome to the India FinTech Diaries, the only podcast focused exclusively on the Indian FinTech market. I'm Elroy.
And I'm Hemant. In each episode, we dive into the latest trends, ideas, innovations, business models, and personalities that are shaping India's FinTech landscape.
We also invite amazing guests who are innovators and industry players that are driving the change that is helping make financial services more modern, innovative, and inclusive in India. Come join us as we explore the changing landscape of FinTech in India. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to India FinTech Diaries, your ultimate destination for everything related to the world of FinTech. I'm your co-host, Elroy, and today we're delving into an exciting topic. As we all know, India is poised to become a robust $5 trillion economy by FY27-28, and the heart of this growth lies in Bharat, which is India outside of the cities. Achieving this ambitious goal hinges on ensuring financial inclusion across this vast hinterland and making it a pivotal chapter in India's growth story. What do you think, Hemant?
I agree, Elroy. So that's why in today's episode, we have chosen to immerse ourselves in this critical exploration of the challenges that are hindering financial inclusion and the proactive measures that both public and private players are taking to really resolve it. So for really understanding this, joining us for an insightful discussion, we have a true expert in the field. We have Anand Kumar Bajaj, Managing Director and CEO of PayNearby, India's foremost branchless banking network. Welcome to the show, Anand. We are really thrilled to have you.
Thank you so much, Elroy, Hemant. Delighted to join this podcast and look forward to an interesting conversation.
Anand, last month I was at Global FinTech Festival, and I think one of the most vibrant stalls out there was your stall that was there as part of that festival with local stores, folk singers, etc. Can you quickly tell us what were your insights from that entire festival?
So good. Thank you for giving this starting line. It was a vibrant stall, not a viable stall. And that is what most of the people believe that Bharat is. Unfortunate part is that everyone believes, and rightfully so, I would say, for the distribution costs a lot to reach Bharat. For a manufacturer of insurance, dispensing a 1200 rupee bike insurance is not viable. For a lending platform, a bank or an NBFC to reach out for a low ticket as less than 5 lakh is not viable. But it is vast and it looks a huge opportunity to everyone. Back to the main question, that the whole experience at the GFF was created to showcase the India, what Bharat looks like and what Bharat is and what the potential there is. So we were very, very excited to see that most of the time our stall was crowded, because we actually lifted and put up stalls over there, self-help groups over there, a puppet show with drum beats over there. So once in a while, when the guy would start his show, a lot of people would start dancing around, so much so that few people even asked that they can take away the drummer to their stall for launching something. But India could firsthand see the Bharat Sakshat wahin par. And if you were there, you would have seen there was a pillar in the midst of the stall, which for a couple of days we were bothered about before we started the layout. And then we said we'll make it a tree and we'll actually create a chopal. So it was a blessing in disguise, and we made it with using that pillar as a chopal and a tree. And most of the people who visited, we said, "Sahab, chopal pe zarur baithiyega, aaiye." Aur unko hum wahan mundher pe baithate the aur saath mein chair lagate the. So people got a first-hand experience. They could eat the cookies and the laddus that we actually sourced from various places. They could actually transact at the retail outlet for the services that we offered. And someone very senior in the industry even asked, why is mutual fund not there in your sachets of loan, insurance, railway ticket, mobile recharge? Why have you not hung a sachet of mutual fund? So it triggered a great conversation and opportunity we are working on.
Anand, returning to our main focus today, financial inclusion in India represents a multitude of challenges, including inadequate banking infrastructure, low financial product penetration, and limited financial literacy. Anand, you've very bravely taken on the colossal task of extending financial services to every corner of this vast country to a reliable and very trusted channel. We are very interested in listening to the genesis story of PayNearby and how you came up with this idea.
So two parts to it, that are the bank networks enough? They are enough to my mind. Okay. We need to just lay the railroads beyond that. But I'll come to this back in a while. onto the journey of Pay Nearby, how and why we started. I am a banker, 17 years tenure at ICICI and 6.5 odd at Yes Bank. And during the tenure, we bagged 5 patents in our work that we did on banking side. And while at the bank, Yes Bank, as the chief innovation officer, we saw the whole speed of digitization in the urban center with the digital savvy segment. There were a lot of big techs working on the 10% digital savvy, digitized India, leaving right behind the marginalized and subsidized Bharat. And we could categorically see that 90% is deprived because of the digital divide. This is only, the distance is only growing. With one hand, getting fast, rapid services of everything digital that you could think of. And on the other hand, the mass Bharat left out, you know, from the opportunity. So we then decided that we will granularize, digitize and universalize most of the high end of technologies and take them to the bottom of the pyramid. With that vision, we said taking most of the financial services to most of the people at most of the places. This is what we resolved upon ourselves. Now, we very clearly understood that the digital savvy segment can be reached through the mass media advertisements on YouTube, Google, etc. But to reach Bharat, the best and the viable most way was to go through a network of retail partners. Unfortunately, we also got this insight that time, a deep shocking insight that retail is evolving, retailers are not.
Okay.
What I mean to say is that there was a DMart, Big Basket, Grofers in urban center. All the Fiamma Devils, the Dove and Pear soaps with high margin were moving on to online self-service platforms, leaving behind Lux and Hammam with low margin for the retailers. And hence the retailer, even in the urban, would soon become unviable. With that shock left in mind, we said we need to do everything to resurrect their backbone so that they can do their work, so that they can do our work. Our original plan was to rebuild the Kirana experience with the digital modules. And we created a format called Buy Nearby. So that was a blueprint. And we happened to meet someone very senior at a conference in London, John Stelle of Equity Bank Kenya. And we spent time over breakfast, 7 to 11, a long breakfast. And he quite was excited about what we were talking about. And he said, Anand, you want to do this thing of retail stabilization and then you want to bring your financial services on top of it. And then he said, we are your own oxygen mask before helping kids. And he paused. And it was that very meaningful thing that he said, that you are from FinTech, you know the thing very well, people know you here, you go and do your thing first. When you are stable there, then you look out to do other things and help others. And very, very meaningful, came back and I told the bank folks, colleagues here in the bank that, look, this needs to be done and I'm stepping out to do this. And then the journey started. So from a clear vision of taking the high-end technology to the bottom of pyramid with the channel in mind that we thought of, and rather than doing Act Z, we had to start with ABCD. That was the course correction before we started. So that is how we started the program. But onto the other side, whenever appropriate, I'll come back on the Mass Bharat and how we reached there.
That's a good segue. And I must say, Anand, that's a very, very interesting and inspiring story. And very important, because most of the people, if you see, generally only pay lip service. Everyone talks about financial inclusion. But the real crux of the problem, the size of the problem, and how it can be solved can only be explained by a practitioner. Considering that we have you in the room today, can you help us understand what is the size and extent of this problem and why it is so critical for us to solve as a country? Because I have interacted with you and I know that you are passionate about your product, your company, but you are even more passionate about how we can use Bharat to propel the growth of the country. So it would be good to understand that from you as well.
So there is no problem. There is only opportunity that we see. And very clearly, as a co-creator, the amazing amount of work done by the banks by reaching out to wherever they could reach out viably, responsibly, it has laid the railroads part, or I would say the railway stations or junctions for us. We are connecting the railroads and taking the choti line, badi line routes into the hinterland. We are there because of the bank. Banks have done part work, and part which was not relevant or viable for them, we were able to think through and take that out onto the railroads that we built.
And that's extremely critical as a country to do it, because across multiple conversations we have had together in bigger forums as well, we are very, very clear that the journey till now of growth was propelled by the India, but the rest of it has to come taking Bharat along, and we can't have the digital divide leaving the larger part of our country behind when the smaller part keeps moving ahead. Without them, we can't just move.
Regarding the opportunity size, the data is out. People say that 97% India or Bharat has not invested in mutual funds. There are only 4 crore unique folios in mutual funds. The fact that 97% of us are not insured meaningfully, the fact that 87-88% of people do not have access to credit at affordable cost and an easy to engage model, the opportunity is huge.
There is a massive opportunity, Anand, but what I have also realized in my conversation, even with people who are in fintech, a lot of them are involved with the next shiny toy. And when we start talking to them about the banking correspondent network and the model, they're not much aware of. So just for the benefit of the audience, before we get into what PayNearby is doing, can you help our audience understand what this model is and how it works?
So this is Reserve Bank of India's guideline conceived in year 2006, where banks can partner with large networks like FMCGs and harness NGOs or independent companies which are willing to go to the last mile and create banking touch points. So onto this program, you have to responsibly engage with the touch points, onboard them, train them, and then relay the services, keeping customer convenience in mind, and be on top of the mind, keep this customer grievance redressal. That is the primary thing that Reserve Bank always has been controlling and wanting us all to remain focused on. So that's the banking correspondent, business correspondent program. You can do certain things through this program. And then there is a banking facilitated program as well. BCBF combined, that was what the original guideline has been. Banking facilitators are much light touch, lead originations, education for loan, all those programs. Now, most of the fintechs who are engaging with consumers directly, direct to consumer, like a PhonePe or Paytm, they have a different model. Then there are lenders who work as loan service providers with or without FLDG. That's another model yet. But within the banking correspondent model, there are three focus branches that people focus on with regard to the capabilities that each of us see. One which works very closely with a branch outlet, and around there, they try to decongest the branch by creating a next door shop. The other is to do transaction enablement in far flung areas, which is what we are, taking the high end technology in sachets to mass. And the third is asset DC, where they build a loan book with partner bank on a FLDG format, and they create small operation shops across the country with a credit manager, a collection manager, a sales manager, combination team. So these are three formats broadly how the banking correspondent and financial inclusion works. Important is to see that what all costs can be optimized. If you really have to create a shop and shop only for this service, it will not be viable. So we chose to do crowdsourcing and partner with retail touch points, which are already existing, where people can go and ask for grocery and insurance and banking services combined, rather than going to a shop only for insurance or only for banking. So that's the structure of the program.
And this BC, Anand, can be a front provider for multiple banks and multiple insurance company. That BC doesn't have to be logged into one provider, or
there is a reasonable regulation around the last mile shop should work with one bank. Although a corporate BC can work with multiple banks, but the last mile BC should not be overlapping the services of 2-3 banks at the same outlet. And you will relate. Today I can catch 100 customers and open a bank account with one bank. and tomorrow I can open 100 accounts with another bank for the same set of customers. So it's a waste actually. So while with the digitization, the technology today permits you to do a lot of controls on various counts, and the regulations are certainly being considered for seeing what, how best can optimizations be brought in.
One small question on Anand, on this one as well. When we are going to the hinterlands or the remote areas, of course, there are people who want to really leverage this to provide good services, but there would be off chances of people who may use it for frauds or something. So are there controls that are, one you just spoke about, but there are other controls that RBI has spoken about or the players are doing to avoid control or avoid or control frauds?
This is important question that you are asking, and governance is very important. The way you onboard, whom you onboard, how do you engage is very important. Fraud mostly does not happen through the ones that we onboard. A fraudster would ab initio go and take some API from somewhere, and which is where I would urge the regulators to block the API selling, reselling programs where irresponsible work is being carried out. And regulator is mindfully looking at it. But those API players would give out without any due diligence on the agent, onboarding them, doing their KYC, etc. And amongst them comes a fraudster who would do certain various modules. Having said that, there were observations where a fraudster created even a PSU bank branch replica as well.
Wow.
And no one could actually relate that it is not a original one. So, yes, as a responsible entity, we do our self audits regularly. Our field force, our customers also, we educate them. We run a Swachh Transaction Abhiyan, where we send out a simple slide with 8-10 words clear in multiple languages to our consumers and to our customers, both customers being our retail partners and the consumers being the end citizens who avail the service. So we are known for promoting governance in our industry, and we want to keep it that way.
Anand, the banking correspondents themselves also must be encountering various challenges, right? Both in becoming BCs and efficiently meeting their customers' financial needs. Can you also shed some light on some of the specific hurdles or challenges faced by BCs in this BC model?
See, one key challenge remains on the viability, but we don't worry about it because this is not an isolated shop. And we have presented to the Committee for Deepening of Digital Payment, CDDC also earlier under chairmanship of Nandan. And we highlighted that instead of a separate shop doing this, we are better to engage at a grocery store. And rightfully, because a Unilever or a ITC helps a retailer earn 400, 500 rupees a month. We are equally one of those FMCG or fast moving financial services, FMFS providers. So a retailer need not earn whole 10,000, 12,000 in a month from just my service, but I am one amongst, I'm a salt or I'm a sugar to the meal, adding more footfall, more credibility to the partner. So viability remains a concern when you will especially relate in a rural area. A grocery sold by a retailer for say 10,000 rupees would yield them at least 8% margin, which is 800 bucks. But if one were to dispense a financial transaction of 10,000 rupees, one would get just about 10, 12 bucks. It's just about the mathematical calculation. And my sincere worry, you must highlight this, is that while we are also propelling commerce and other programs with ONDC, with brands directly, my sincere concern remains that the day the program becomes viable on other count of commerce and other things, the retailers may lose interest in this 12 rupee, 15 rupee program, and financial inclusion may suffer. And hence, at this stage, we must, regulator and the industry, all of us, must do everything that requires to expedite the inclusion programs and ensure that everyone gets digitized faster, so that before the interest is lost with the 12 rupee transaction module and the retailer moves to a 800 rupee transaction module, there is enough work done. And we are at it. I tell you this with full conviction that the patent on the digitizing and modernizing retail we bagged, the ONDC that has come is only giving wings to our, or adding wind to our wings and helping us fly better. So we are poised. We are there in the deep rural. We have taken brands like Tata Chroma, Symphony, and many more brands. We are selling in a day 400 coolers at this distributed platform. So things are getting very different. I wanted to park this. But it's not a challenge. It's an entrepreneurial delight, dilemma or a delight, I would say, that challenges do come. We do work, and then we do create more viable programs out of less bucks.
Anand, as you distribute these multitude of financial services products and other products via the retail shops, increasing their overall revenue, I also wanted to understand the revenue model that is there for Pay Nearby when this is happening and how it works.
Yeah, so there are commercials that we engage with our partners on the supply side, and everything has a different commercial arrangement, commercial model. Some go as pizza bread, get the least margin to us, but become the bedrock so that cheese can be layered and get us a little more premium, and then the toppings come along with a little more margin. But toppings are not as much as the pizza bread mass is. So there is less margin maybe on the pizza bread, but that's large base and sumptuous. Right. Likewise, in our transactions, we have corollary to various products without getting into the details. And likewise, then there are, say, insurance, for example, has a high margin, but not everyone has started to avail assurances yet. But it's a gradual move. The railroads are laid. The digital nodal connect points, our retail partners, whom we have coronated as Digital Pradhan. We run a war cry, Har Dukan Digital Pradhan. They are digital harbingers for their community. They are the managers of the 211 households that come to Kirana store nationally as an average. So all these hard work has been done, I believe. Now with the account aggregator, Oken, ONDC coming in, we get further propulsion to the next orbit.
And interesting that you brought up the name Digital Pradhan, because you reached out to them and converted multiple shops or dukans to Digital Pradhan. I'm very sure that you would have some very interesting anecdotes of how their retail shop or business transformed as they went through this journey with you. So if you could share just one or two of the anecdotes which shows the impact and how it worked out for a Digital Pradhan, that would be very interesting.
Yeah, I would encourage certainly to see the official Pay Nearby channel on YouTube. There are some interesting videos, testimonies that they have sent, our friend partners, Digital Pradhans, have sent. But key highlight, I would say, is that a clear demonstration where a shop next door adopted our solution and they have grown in income versus the next door, two, three more shops who have stabilized and stagnated. Who did not adopt our module, and we get requests from them sooner or later. So it's like they are our NPS score promoters. So my retail partner, who is already doing good, it's visible actually that the footfall suddenly starts growing. People suddenly start queuing at that shop for a subsidy, a PM Kisan Samman Nidhi, a Vishwakarma program, or a Swanidhi. So we have about 8 government programs also that have been, we have been onboarded by government organizations across. So it's a 7 years of credible work that we did. We were identified and assigned those programs. So all those programs also augment the trust of the retailer. And a good example, I would say, is the retailer says, sir, while you send me 50 customers, I do make 500 bucks, maybe 250 bucks from your transactions. But the fact that he has come to my shop, 50 more customers buy grocery from me now.
Right.
So my core has grown.
Correct.
Further to it, a fertilizer shop in my hometown, Bihar, Khagadia, sells football because we have integrated all the e-commerce partners over here. In deep rural, where Chroma did not reach and did not have them place on the radar, we are selling refrigerators and televisions from there. Actually, Chroma has agreed to set up shops now with us and brand those stores who are willing to stock the products from Chroma. So retail will evolve in a very different manner now. I'm delighted that we did the tough work of building the railroads, augmenting the credibility, and bringing more footfall. Now we are doing the easy part of the partnerships, as my son calls it, friendships. So we are bringing friendships to our platform and saying that we are DaaS, distribution as a service. Please come sit on my app and I will take you to Mass Bharat. Interesting enough, I want to make a point before I miss out. It's just not about the tier 2, 3, 4 and beyond. In the same urban cities that we live, the bylanes of bylanes of bylanes, there are people who feel intimidated about going to an ATM when you are standing there with a black shining shoe and a smart jeans. Yeah, people feel intimidated. So it is important that we don't leave them out in urban center as well. The fact that 58, 60 crore of us live in urban and the remaining 80 crore in tier 2 and beyond, only 4 crore mutual fund users are there. And that is pan India. So obviously the 60 crore of us who are living in urban are also deprived or are uninitiated to the investment. So it's just not about the rural inclusion. It's about inclusion and it is Uttishta Bharata. The entire nation will arise with this endeavor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why, Anand, if you see, whenever we spoke about even on this podcast, we are talking about Bharat and financial inclusion, and nowhere it says that Bharat only is in the hinterlands. It is about the Bharat where it may get left behind if we do not actively work for it. And it is just not that people are bylanes, bylanes or bylanes of bylanes. I remember when I first McDonald's came to Pune, I stood outside not long back, afraid of going inside just because the way it looked, and you're not very sure whether you will be able to interact when you go inside. So these are
I echo that sentiment. McDonald's Bandra, I could not go in when I learned that they were selling burgers, vada pav at 45 bucks. And exactly. I just did not go in. I passed through and went to a Frankie shop and ate something else for 20 bucks that time. I remember it's a few years ago.
Exactly.
See. But that intimidation, I'm a migrant into Mumbai. Right. And not from a very wealthy spending background. We have been very conservative. So even to go to a 5-star hotel, I feel little jittery and non-confident, I would say. But yes, such is the nature of the mass, even in urban.
Exactly. Even after that amount of education and exposure, if we are feeling that way, then if there is a new migrant who has just traveled from wherever he is traveling from to a metro city, we can only imagine why he's not sending money via bank branch and going to a different shop, which is more approachable for that person, feels more approachable for that person to send money back to his house, what he has earned. So that makes sense. The other thing, Anand, I want to move on to is, and you touched upon this, is that a lot of these retailers and digital pradhans earlier were doing a lot of financial product distribution, but still were limited to their local boundaries of their reach. Now, given ONDC, we feel that now they will start expanding their reach to a much larger audience, but in addition will also leave a much valuable digital data trails as well. So as this network grows, and you touched upon this, what are the different ways that we can harness this network as well to deliver financial products and other products and give advantage to consumers and also retailers now?
Yeah, well timed. And see, we partnered with Protean, ENSDL, eGov platform last month, and we committed ourselves to take the credit to the Mass Bharat. The fact that the banks have done what they could do for a 5 lakh and above tickets, it's unviable for them to come down to 50,000 or 25,000 tickets purely from processing cost perspective and from the collection support when required. So using our background with the retail partners, we amassed terabytes of transaction flows and we have nodes of understanding that which retailer is more credible. We have created something called Bharosa score, a credibility score, not credit score. These are all new to credit, the credibility score helps us write even an FLDG as a loan service provider, LSP, to partner banks. And we demonstrated a small portfolio of where the banks could not reach, and we could show them an opportunity with the FLDG comfort. We created what we created. Now, beyond that, the banking accounts with everyone, the retail businesses that they do, and the next door 10 shops also can be brought on the account aggregator, OKEN and ONDC framework. Sequentially, AA is ready. We are integrated. open framework works very well. And the migration onto ONDC, just a few more weeks, I believe, we have announced an integration is on with Protean. So I think with that, what we will be able to propel further is that what Raman Sahab at SIDBI says, 30 trillion INR, 30 lakh crore of opportunity on credit to be propelled into the ecosystem. And I'm a believer that the economy grows, the GDP grows with the consumption. So if you are able to take credit, content, payment and commerce through our digital nodes to the Mass Bharat, the railroads that we have already laid, the 260 million individuals who come to our outlets and a billion more to whom we have access to.
Right.
Taking credit and consumption will not be very difficult next. And consumption, not everyone is able to, even you and I have taken a house loan, home loan, car loan. Right. People take refrigerator loan, Bajaj FinServe is thriving on it and so many more of them. So there is an opportunity to propel consumption with credit. And Mass India, Mass Bharat has money. It's just a matter of someone being able to reach out the services in a trusted mode. And the retail network that we have built is awesome on trust, not only because of us. They already are in existence for many, many years. Our parents trusted them and took milk from them. They trusted our parents and us. They gave credit to us. So the BNPL of now has been in vogue for ages.
Yeah.
So that retail network, when the human intelligence that the Guptaji has, that he knows that Mr. Singh's son wants a two-wheeler, Mr. Agarwal wants to buy a low-cost housing, Khan sahab ka tractor lene ka time aa gaya hai, wo lenge ab kheti ka unko kaam hai, ya unko palm loan chahiye. Yeah, Siddiqui sahab has a wedding in the family and so on, or a gold loan. So the human intelligence known to this retail partner is what we are even harnessing in the PM Vishwakarma program, where our retailer knows who is a carpenter, who is an electrician, who is a potter. So to be able to register all of them, bring onto the government program, digitize them, give them the pathway to the online market linkage. So I feel very relieved and delighted that what our team of 970 of us have done here at Nearby Technologies with the ecosystem partners, the banks, the NBFCs, the insurance partners, collectively we have built a national infrastructure.
Ananda, how do you see credit on UPI actually playing into this whole story as well?
So the credit lines on UPI is one very easy and a good thing. Your ODs will be consumed through UPI. But rest credit on UPI, either you are talking about a loan in an account, which is just a saving account and working on UPI, or you are able to pay like a BNPL and on the fly get a credit. So if your platform partner, the TPAP, knows your transaction patterns, they will be able to prompt you for paying it through a on the fly loan. So that's an amazing opportunity, and it's all data supported, whoever is able to pull through whatever modules. See, we need to fire all rockets, all engines actually. So it will take all of its credit on UPI or on a credit card. RuPay is permitted to do UPI with the interchange income opportunity. That is another line which is growing.
Anand, in India, though we have made significant progress towards at least talking about and including financial inclusion in the agenda, the participation of women as financial services consumers as well as BCs, in fact, less than 10% of BCs are women, still leaves much to be desired. In your opinion, what can we do to improve this?
This is a very, very important point. I must compliment you for thinking through this. See, I have been holding this thought that women are the GDP reserve of our nation.
Correct.
And it needs to now unleash itself. The work we do with Niti Aayog and with a few governments on Nirbhik Hai Tu Naar Hai. You must watch this video as well on the YouTube. The Nirbhik Hai Tu Naar Hai video is well calibrated ode to the women of the country who will help the country multiply to another magnitude because of the calibrated deep understanding insights. Care that they have, the financial budgets that they are able to manage, kifayat jo wo kar paati hain, aur jo eye for detailing hai. If we are able to harness all these modules, and we are privileged to say that we work with Reserve Bank Innovation Hub on the Swanari program, and we have unveiled with their help a digital Nari app of Pay Nearby. A little while before, we worked with UP government on State Rural Livelihood Mission, SRLM, and we are the only non-bank sitting there on the table with other bankers, Bank of Baroda and others, performing to the delight of the government officials. So much so, I'm at the airport to receive one of them right now. They are here to review the program with us and explore the next potential scale. But the UP program deployed got us invitation from Rajivika in Rajasthan. And we told them that, look, we are not vendors, we are partners. We can't fill an RFP. So they gave us an MOU and said, come and execute. And with military precision, we went on replicating what we have done in UP, deployed there in Maharashtra, in few more states, we Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, we did the deployments. Basis that, we were invited by the Ministry of Urban, the Mahua, for the Urban Livelihood Mission Program for the women. And we have deployed modules with them. The fact that so many intelligent women after marriage, after the kids, sit back at home for other responsibilities of the family, even if 2 hour, 4 hour, 6 hours in the day, they can carve out to do some add-on work. I think that's a huge contribution to the economy then. The only challenge with this whole program, the way we see, and it is a 20-year long dream. When I was in ICICI Bank, I used to ask, why have we set up such a large operation shop of 4,000 people? Why can't these jobs be distributed to the families living around the Chandivali in the residential areas with all data security mechanisms? And we had created a good program that time to see how we can best harness this whole resource pool available to the nation. But 20 years later, we said, this time we will not leave any stone unturned. And we went to these programs. Half the world believes that women don't work. They don't realize that the unpaid work that they do already for you at your residence, if you were to yourself do it, you would be half efficient. Yeah. We are trying to see how granular modules of commerce, of micro insurance, of micro banking can be dispensed to the people around them. The fact that if she goes out into your building parking and finds the 10 bikers and tells them, ki bhaiya, insurance ki rakhi bandhiye, no one would say no. And it is as simple as easy. The awesome laddus that my mom makes or my friend Rag Agarwal's mom makes, various other delicacies, were being sold on Amazon. And if everyone starts doing that, imagine how much of commerce can be generated. So yeah, I think that the similar level of high-powered human intelligence, that of a retailer, exists in our homes as well. They know the nearby families and they are able to also calibrate few programs for us.
And Anand, before I ask the next question, I must compliment your marketing team or whoever comes up with these campaign slogans, especially the Hindi ones. I love them completely. They are really, really good.
I will convey it to them.
Yeah.
Drinks on you.
Of course. Of course.
Yes, thank you.
And Anand, being true to your vision, which you spoke about, the make financial services available to everyone, everywhere, you have anyways taken massive strides on making this a reality. So it would be great to learn about some traction numbers on the various angles that you're working on and what are your plans for the future as you go ahead.
See, I think we have touched the tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot more to be done. But glad that we have done the tough part of the work of building the railroads, building the technologies, integrating with multiple partners, or even building the trust. It was the toughest part, I would say, of our delivery. And with regard to opportunity, I love what I read once, that the market size between Coke and the other drink guys, they were talking about what is the market size. And the other black drink said, as many people who drink aerated drinks is the market. And friends at Coke said, as many people who drink water is the opportunity size. Of course, I don't promote aerated beverages, but I'm saying the mindset needs to be opened up enough to see the opportunity. And entrepreneurs, many of them who would be watching, listening to this podcast that you guys have created a platform for, I'm confident of many of these entrepreneurs would be seeing different opportunities And I would take this privilege to invite them to co-create with us, partner with us. And like I said, we are Das to the Nation Distribution as a Service Provider. Please come, join hands. We will take you to the mass market for whatever services that you want to harness the railroads of reaching to the Bharat, urban, rural, everywhere. So the opportunity-wise, beyond financial services, the excitement is on the commerce as well. So why just, because down the line, finance will not be the thing that people would be selling or doing. It will get embedded into the commerce.
Correct.
So it is important that all of us put our sight on seeing embedded finance, how better can be relayed. So what is the commerce that India, Bharat wants? If a refrigerator that you buy today at a shop, and then someone from a lending company comes and gives you a loan, might as well be sold at a Kirana store now in a deep rural, and a loan can be enabled there with the account aggregator BNPL. Come partner with us. On UPI rails itself, while you touched it briefly on the credit on UPI, there are three variants that we know and we are working on. So the opportunity is mammoth. While as many people would be getting into, more people would be getting into lending, there would be also a need for collections. Let's build a platform. While so many of us are selling insurance, there would be a huge opportunity for helping people claim. Let's build a platform. The logistics is already there for delivering of commerce. The credit pipes will propel commerce. GDP will grow. I think this is the best time for financial services-led propulsion of the ecosystem.
Fantastic, Anand. On that note, if our listeners wanted to know more about PayNearby or get in touch with you, what's the best way to do this?
I'm active on LinkedIn. Many of us are. Email is good as well.
Excellent, Anand. So what I'll do is I'll contact your team and get these details along with the details of the various videos that you mentioned.
Yes.
And we'll include all those details in the show notes so people can refer this as they listen to the episode as well. Thanks a ton, Anand, for joining us and taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much. Take care. Have a great day.
And that wraps up this week's episode of India FinTech Diaries. Don't forget to visit our website, indiafintechdiaries.com, for exclusive content related to discussions on the show. Until next time, stay safe and stay tuned for more exciting insights.